My name is Steve.
Okay. Steve what?
All right. My name is Steve Maltz. Saffron Planet, I suppose, was my idea to start with, though it has developed since my original conception of it. As to the name, no one else seems to be very happy with it, but as they have come up with nothing themselves, then we'll stick with it for now. So, well, for now, I think we'll keep as it is. So, My idea for Saffron Planet originally, and still is when you think about the internet with billions of websites and millions of messages floating around, even Christian messages, there are thousands upon thousands of them, you know, people are finite. They go to the web, but they've only got a certain number of hours in the day or minutes, and you know, you want them to hear a message perhaps that's going to speak to them rather than thousands of messages that sort of say all sorts of stuff. And what I'd like to think is that what we're going to produce is a place where people can go to and feel sort of safe there, feel that they're not going to be sort of pulled into anything strange or dodgy, but they're going to hear the truth, they're going to hear it in a relevant manner. And basically all I say to the people out there is that, you know, we've all got an agenda, we all come from a background of sorts. Some may have a cultural or religious background, come from different religions maybe. All I'm saying is, you know, listen to us with an open mind. We're not here to make money out of you. We're here just to give a taste of what we believe in, and in a relevant manner. So that's my idea for Saffron.
I'm Howard Worth, and I know my place. I do what I'm told.
Yeah.
If you're going to call it Saffron Planet, you're going to call it Saffron Planet. I mean, you know, what does it mean? Does anybody know?
Absolutely nothing.
As long as it's free, no one really cares.
As long as it's not copyrighted.
It sounds a bit Eastern to me.
Yeah, it's Indian.
It's a bit Eastern, isn't it? So are we... Right, okay.
Yeah.
I'm involved with this because I think... it's a good way to present ideas from different angles about the world and belief, faith, and lack of. So we're trying to approach contemporary issues with a varied Christian viewpoint. Yeah. And that's about the size of it as far as I'm
concerned. Saffron Planet. Making sense of it all.
Alright, I'm Simon Maltz, and I'm a freelancer in fashion. And media. Informally, I'd call myself the voice of a generation. The hub of...
culture.
All no, things yes. Cultural.
The voice of rationalism.
The voice of rationalism. The voice of dissent. And...
the joker in the pack.
I have three great jokes in my portfolio, which I plan on unleashing over the course of the next... 3 years. Next. Next.
Johnny, and I'm basically Simon without the ego.
That's
There's not much left.
And Johnny,
he's also the brother.
I'm the younger one, although I'm not related in any way to this organisation.
I'm Louis, and I'm just doing this because it's fun, it's a good laugh, it's a good chat, and see what happens, where it goes, and just be useful. I'm always useful.
I think I'm useless.
I forgot to mention, I'm also here for the sandwiches.
You may have picked up the sound effects of Howard eating and drinking. You'll catch that all the way through this broadcast.
We've got salmon sandwiches, cucumber, tomato, we've got grapes, mini eggs, we've got falafels, we've got apple and orange juice and coffee.
And we've got a
little bit of chocolate.